Fish from Gone Fishkin here, and I am on the phone with the lead singer of Acidic. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good, man. We just we're just finishing up a couple of shows, and we're having a great day, and, you know, it's a good morning, man. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, anytime. He's being a little modest. They just finished up a headlining tour.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're in Montana today. We're in a town called Great Falls.
Great Falls,
and,
Montana.
Yeah, you know, we're just previewing a bunch of new material that we're going to be debuting on Warped Tour. We want to make sure we can play it. And
always a good thing.
You know, practice makes perfect. That's good. But yeah, we're stoked. We're getting ready. We're getting all the merch set up, and everything's kind of just going along, man.
Awesome. So you mentioned Warped Tour. This is your first Warped Tour you guys are heading out on. How long are you guys on the tour, and how stoked are you for it?
Well, we're stoked. We're going to be on from Houston until Ventura. So that's, I believe, the first 9 dates.
Awesome.
And, I mean, we're going to rock it, man. We got invited to be on the Kevin Says stage.
Okay.
And, I mean, we're going to get up there. We're going to play our heart out. And we're going to treat it like it's exactly what it is, which is a gift, man.
Awesome. It's awesome that you are actually very grateful for it.
Oh, of course, man. You know, I mean, I don't think we're too rock star to appreciate that Kevin Lyman is a G.
Kevin Lyman is the man. This tour has been going
yes,
on for 20
is.
Years. Could you believe that?
You know, I kind of can, but at the same time, it's really cool to be on the 20th year, man. That's like, this is a historic year.
Yeah, and there's been bands like Green Day, Blink, I think even No Doubt played on it, Eminem, and now Acidic.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, so you can see the trend is continuing. No. No, but, I mean, yeah, everybody's been on there that has been anybody.
Yeah,
every big
sure.
band I can think of. I mean, even Katy Perry was on Warped Tour.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, look at her.
Awesome. So how would you describe your guys' sound for people who may not know you?
You know, I would describe us as you know, straightforward alternative rock, man. I mean, we get up there, but, you know, our sound recorded is also different from our sound live.
You know, really?
When anybody gets on stage, there's a whole different energy about it because it's in your face, you know, it's like three dimensions. They're on stage, they're doing it. So I would say we're alternative rock, but we definitely go really hard live.
Awesome. Stoked to hear that. It's awesome to have live awesome. I've said awesome 15 times this interview already, but it's great to have bands that are very energetic on Warped Tour. It's one of those things, even though it's like 115, 120 degrees out, you just want to run around and just go wild.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, we're no stranger to the heat. You know, we've been touring since 2010, and we've been all over the place. And we have been in the coldest of cold, and I'm talking like negative 20,
oh, shit.
To the warmest of warm, and I'm talking like 115 degrees outdoor festival. So we're you know, we're ready for the heat, but Warped Tour is definitely band boot camp, man. And I say that in the best way possible because it's going to be so much fun, and we're going to come out a completely better band afterwards.
Here's Copperman.
I'm under cover.
I was at Warped Tour in Vegas last year. I'm pretty sure they clocked it in at 124 degrees at some point or another.
Oh, goodness. You know what? We're going to be ready. We're going to have a bunch of water, and we're going to have a tent. And we're going to be hanging out, man. I encourage anybody who's listening, man, come find us, and you can check us out at acidicband.com. That's acidicband.com. Or you can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. But yeah, come hang out with us. We'll have a tent, we'll have water, and we'll be doing the deal, man. It'll be great.
Sweet. What are some memories you have growing up around Warped Tour?
Oh, wow, man. Well, you know, it's like the standard for what everybody liked. Like, if a band was on Warped Tour, everybody liked that band. And if a band was on Warped Tour, we would go check out those bands. And so it was kind of like, do you remember the bargain bin at the record store?
Yes, and even like supermarkets, they used to have it back in the day.
Yeah, and like, you know, imagine this is like kind of like a really good, like, just bin of bands that you can just go pick up. Like, you buy one ticket, and you can go pick up as many bands as you want. And you get to meet them, get to hang out. It's exactly what I loved as a kid. You know, a chance to go and meet and hang out and listen to a million different bands, decide what I wanted to listen to, like hone in on what I actually liked. And from that, I was able to find out what my musical taste was. So, I mean, Warped Tour is a really important part of growing up as not only a musician, but as a music enthusiast.
Oh, yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's what it's all about.
I've discovered a ton of bands on Warped Tour throughout the years, 4 Years Strong being one of them. I was actually waiting for Katy Perry and heard 4 Years Strong at the stage right next to it. How crazy is that?
It's like waiting for Katy Perry, 4 Years Strong. Okay, we're over here now.
Yeah. Also, Warped Tour, I think, is very unique, as you touched on this before, in the fact that unlike shows, you just hang out all day. And a lot of bands come out, interact with you, and hang out by their merch table. Always, there's tons of signings. Even if the lines are super long, they always make sure they meet you.
Oh, well, yeah. And, I mean, we've all been to shows. And, I mean, we play a lot of shows where these kids get up to really the very front, like the crowd barrier. And they stay there, and they get really uncomfortable. They get really cagey. And by the end of it, they're just like, I just want my band to go on. And at Warped Tour, everywhere is a good place to be.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So it doesn't matter. You can move around. And, you know, other than the fact that it is violently hot, you know, whatever, you know, it's every place is a good place to be on Warped.
Yeah, definitely. You seem like you've definitely been through the ropes at Warped Tour, made some rookie mistakes in the past. What is some advice you could give a listener if they're coming out to Warped Tour this year for the first time?
Man, you know what? If you're coming out to Warped Tour for your first time this year, bring a hat, bring sunscreen, and bring, you know, something that you can hold water in, because they won't let you bring water in, but they have water there. And, you know, definitely bring enough money to buy all your band's merch that you want to get, because you're not going to want to stop and, like, go to an ATM. Like, you're going to want to be, like, walking around and seeing everything. And be ready to lose your voice, because you're going to be screaming and yelling, and it's going to be a great time, and it's going to be something that you're going to be telling your friends, your band, your parents, your kids about every time that it's time to tell those stories about the fun concerts we've been to.
Yeah, definitely. That's probably the best way to describe Warped Tour. Definitely took the words right out of my mouth.
Thank you, brother.
No problem. Thanks again for calling in, and I'm stoked to see you guys. Hopefully I'll make it out to a few dates. If not, I'll definitely be at one. So what song would you want me to play for everyone?
And listen, I just wanted to say, like, we are very grateful that you took the time to, you know, give us a chance to talk to you today. And, you know, we're grateful to Kevin for having us on. We're grateful to everybody in advance who's going to come see us. Like, this, it could not be better.
I'm very grateful you took time out of your day at 10 in the morning to call me.
Oh, hell yeah, man. You know, this is doing a deal, dude.
Hell yeah.
It's what we do, man.
Musicians and artists and radio hosts all helping each other out to make Warped Tour the best experience for all the people out there.
Oh, totally.
Awesome. So what song do you want me to play for everyone right now so they could get a preview of what they're going to hear at Warped?
You know, I would like you to play a song called Copperman.
Okay. So I would definitely play Copperman. Copperman, right?
Yes, sir. Copperman. That's that song actually got into the top 100 charts nationwide for active rock.
Hell yeah. So everyone check out Acidic at Warped Tour. The first, I guess it'd be the first week and a half?
Yeah, the first week and a half from Houston until Ventura, man. If you're in the southwest, like, part of the U.S., get your butt out to Warped Tour and come see us, because we're going to have a really good time playing for you, and we're going to be hanging out with you all day.